All right, today is Daf Samach. We are on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, I believe, second to last line. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Ha'achi. So basically, what Rav Nachman said yesterday, we were talking about ladders, right? Rav Nachman said about ladders that are on the walls and stuff like that. The ladders have, they can be either or. They can be a mechitza, they can be viewed as a separation, or they can be viewed as an opening. And we use the ladder, whichever way is more makel. That's what Rav Nachman said, right? He said Torah's mechitza alav and Torah's pesach alav. Right? It depends. So mi amar Rav Nachman hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say that the ladder also has upon it the possibility to be a mechitza and then go to kula if it's a mechitza? Meaning, if it's a mechitza and you have two places that are two chatzeros, if it's a mechitza, then you view it as both chatzeros not being open to each other, and therefore each chatzer made an error by themselves, but they make an error with the other one, they'd still be able to carry, because you wouldn't be viewing the other chatzer as having rights, because they're separated by a mechitza. So it's make, if you view it as a Pesach, then both chatzeros would have to make eruvim with each other in order to permit carrying, because they each have access through this Pesach. So in Mi'amar of Nachman Hachi, that this idea that this ladder has the Torah Mechitza to be Lahakel. Ha'amar, the following case. This is a new case. Ha'amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Didn't Rav Nachman say in the name of Shmuel? Which is interesting, because before, the idea that Mechitza can be both was Rav Nachman quoting Rav. So we're asking on Rav Nachman who quoted Rav from Rav Nachman quoting Shmuel. So just say that's Rav, that's Shmuel. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't do that. So the Gemara says, Ha'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Anche Chatzir Anche Mir Peses. So I think it's like a duplex. So you have this house where the lower floor enters into the chatzer, and the upper floor enters, you know, in order to get to the upper floor, I guess they didn't have an outside staircase. They had this merpeses, a sort of porch, and the porch then was accessed either through stairs or through a ladder of some sort that would go up, and then they would be able to go up into their upper floor. So there are two. So the problem is, I guess, what happened was, sheshachachu velo irvu. So what happened was, Rashi says, the B'nai Mir Peses did not make an Erev with the B'nai Chatzer. Each one made an Erev by themselves. So I guess they're viewing them as two separate ways, they're two separate structures that have access to the Chatzer. They should have all made an Erev together. They only made it by themselves. So now, the view is that the Erev that the B'nai Chatzer made on the bottom is no good, because the B'nai Aliyah have access to the Chatzer via the porch and the ladder, and they didn't make the Erev together. So now that they mess up the Erev for the lower people. So the Brisa says, Im yesh lefanea daka arba ein oseres, v'im lav oseres. If you have this daka, which I think is some sort of like pillar or something that they make, some sort of structure that you make near the entranceway, and Rashi seems to say that you have this daka, Rashi says, Petzach katan gavo arba, ein ose b'nei arpesas al b'nei chatzer, da istulik lehu. It's some sort of symbolic way of showing that we are removing ourselves from any joint ownership we have with you. So if you have this little thing, whatever it is, so that shows that the B'nai people in the Merpesets are separating themselves from the people below, and therefore they're not going to aser, because they're removing themselves, and they're not part of the same chatzer. But in Lab, if you don't have this thing, which means that they didn't show that they're separating themselves from the B'nai, from the chatzer, so then they can ask them, because they have rights to walk there, and they didn't make an error together. But the point is, you see from here, is that how did they get from the top to the bottom, to the Merpeses? You must have had a ladder. You had some sort of ladder, and we're not saying that the ladder is a mechitza. You said that if you have the ladder, you go lekula. Here we would go, if you make it a mechitza as a separation, it would make it lekula, and you wouldn't have to worry about making the error together. Why aren't we taking the ladder into consideration here? So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'mayaskina, what we're dealing with over here, forget the ladder. We don't even need the ladder. The ladder's out of the picture in this case. It's b'delo gavo merpeses asara. The merpeses isn't 10 tefachim high. I guess somehow the lower chatzer is built into the mountain, and the higher floor is a little higher, so you don't need the merpeses isn't so high. It's only 10 tefachim, off the ground. I can always visualize Harnof. Like, you walk in, you're on the first floor on one side, but you're on the fifth floor on the other side. So that's sort of how, I guess, it's working. So he says, "But lo gavo asara." So Mordechai says, "Im lo gavo merpeses asara." If it's not 10 tefachim off the ground, ki kai avid daka mayhavi. So who cares if he makes the daka or not? If it's not 10 tefachim off the ground, it's the same. He has access to the chatzer. If so, he makes this pillar So what? He's regularly walking into the chatzer. So Gemara says, so megufefes al eser amos, that you have this sort of what you did with the mirpeses, and things what the picture show is that you sort of made a wall around the mirpeses, except it's open for 10 amos, right? You had this whole thing, I guess, on the corners as this wall. It's megufefes al eser, right? Rashi says mukefes mechitza saviv, it's surrounded by a barrier. Ela shenishar lefaneh yud amos, except that it's open for 10 amos. Kidim pesach below hekef. So now, if you have a wall around the entire mirpeses, you clearly shut it off. It's a separate entranceway. It's a separate shus. Here, what happens is that it's still open a bit. It's ten amos open. So it's judged as an opening. So now it looks like a part of the chatzer. So if I have this, if I put this daka, so then that shows I removed myself from the chatzer. If I didn't put the daka, then I didn't remove myself from the chatzer. But again, this has nothing to do with the ladder anymore, because we're talking about a mirpeses that's so low to the ground. So it's not a kasha because this Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel is talking about a different case. Really, Rav Nachman can hold that the ladder can be either or, depending on which way you go to Kula. This case has no impact on the ladder, because we're dealing with a mirpeses that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. If it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, the ladder has no impact whatsoever, because you can just walk it. There's nothing to do with the ladder. Okay, so Gemara then continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kosel she ritzapo besulamos. So you have this wall that you sort of lined with ladders. So the whole wall is lined with ladders, I guess, on both sides that you can climb. You can basically climb over. So basically I have two chatziros. So I have a chatzir A, chatzir B. They have a wall between them. They have a wall between them. That would mean they do not have to make an error with each other. But I have ladders which allow them to now walk over. So maybe they do have to make an error with each other. So the Gemara says, no, afilu b'yeser me'eser, even if you've lined the wall with more than 10 amos worth of ladders, which I guess would mean that it's completely, if a wall is breached 10 amos, it's considered a breach, and you walk right through. Here you have ladders that are lining 10 amos across, so theoretically it could be considered a breach. The Gemara says, no, toras mechitza alav, it still has the status of a mechitza of a wall. Rashi says, Toras mechitza la ve'emi vatlin ha-mechitza. We don't say that the mechitza is not there. Le'mahavi k'nifrat sakosah. To say that the ladders have made a breach in the wall. Yosem yasara. Right? The amar ma'avrin echa ve'emi ma'avrin shnaim. Ela ratzu echa ma'avrin l'kula. V'havi k'pesach. Ratzu shnaim ma'avrin l'l'chum. Elo arminu l'vatlin mechitza. We don't go l'chum, we go l'kula. If they want to make the eruv together, then they can make the eruv together. But if they don't, we're going to view these ladders still as a mechitza. It's not going to destroy the mechitzas that they're leaning on. They'll be considered two separate chatzeros, and if each one makes their own eruv, despite the fact that theoretically one has access to the other by carrying by walking over the ladder, we're not going to say that it's considered a breach. You can say it's a wall, and they don't have to make the mechitzas together. Okay, so now we're going to ask on this the same question that we just asked before. Rami le Rav Bruna le Rav Yehuda. So Bruna said to Rav Yehuda, where did he say this? He said b'matzrasa de bechanina. He said this in the press of the house of Chanina. Mi Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say Toras Mechitza Alav? That we say that the ladder gets the status of a Mechitza to be Mekel. Right, because we're being Mekel here, because he's not forcing them to make an Eruv together. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, didn't Rav Nachman quote Shmuel to say Anshe Mirpeses, the Anshe Chatzir, Sheshachu V'lo Eruv, again, the case of the upper level and the lower level, they didn't make a Mechitza together. And you assume that there's a ladder to climb up one for the next, so therefore they should be a mechitza. Nevertheless, it says imesh l'fanei daka arba ein oseres v'imav oseres. It all depends on whether or not you have this daka or not. So why? If you have the ladder should be mechitza according to it. It should be mechitza l'kula. And here we're not saying it's mechitza l'kula. The Gemara says again, hachem ma'iskina and the logavomer pesas asara. It's not ten tefachim off the ground. So it's nothing to do with the ladder. Ilogavomer pesas asara. So if it's not ten tefachim off the ground, ki yavad daka ma'avi. So who cares whether it makes this little post to make the determination, to try to set off the upper from the lower with this post? It's 10 tefachim off the ground. The post shouldn't have any impact. The one who says, again, milgufefes adasar amos, the problem is that the porch is encircled by a wall, but there's 10 amos open. Kevin davidaki stalik stalik mehachai. If he makes this daka, if he makes this little post that by the door, so that shows that the 10 tefachim, that the 10 amos that are open, he still is removing himself from the, despite the 10 amos that are open, the upper guy is still removing himself from the lower guy, and therefore they're not considered to get together part of the chatzer. He enters somewhere else, I don't know, but his walking into the chatzer is not going to nullify the Eruv that the lower guy made, but again, has nothing to do with the ladder, because we're not high enough to use a ladder. Okay. Hanu b'nei kikunai. So you have this case from the city of Kikunai. The usul kamei de Rav Yosef, they came before Rav Yosef, amrulei, and they said to him, again, Rav Yosef is blind, so he probably can't do this on his own, so they sent to Rav Yosef, Havlan gavr de la'arv lan masin, send us a rabbi who's going to make an Erev for our city. Right, so that's the case. Rashi says, de la'arv matin, Rashi says, v'irshel rabim, this was like a irshel rabim, which we had mentioned, they had 600,000 people, v'nasel shel yachid, and they got less people, u'bayishir, and like we said before, in order to make an Erev around that type of city, you can make it about the city as long as you leave out a portion of the city. So you have to leave out some portion of the city. That portion of the city is probably not going to be happy, but they're going to be left out. They're going to sacrifice them for everybody else. They're going to be left out so everybody else can have an Erev. So Amalei Abaye. So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Zil Arev Lehu, go make for them an Erev. V'chazi delo mitzafta alav b'midrasha, but make sure you do it in such a way that they know that the way you did it is right. So no one comes and has complaints to you in the base medrash afterwards. I mean, go through everything, make sure so you don't have people arguing through it. Probably an impossible task, but just want to have anybody to argue on him. So now the Gemara, which is fascinating, the Gemara goes through Abaye's thought process of how he's going to make it back and forth, and whether this is Abaye saying this in his mind, whether this is Abaye speaking to people to talk it out. It's just fascinating to see him go back and forth. So what does he do? So Uzzel, Abaye goes to that city. He sees that they're on the edge of the city, there are these houses that only have windows that are open to the river. So most of the rivers, most of these towns and cities in Babel were either on the Tigris and the Euphrates. So they're lining up on the river. So at the end of this city, there's this group of homes that have windows opened up to the river, but apparently don't have windows opened up to the rest of the city. Maybe it's walled off. There's no windows open to the city. So he said, so Chazal Hanu de Pisca, Lenahara. So Amar Hani Lahavi Shiur Lamata. I'll make these houses be the leftovers, the those that are cut off from the rest of the city. Why? Rashi says, De Pisca Lenahara, Pischeim Achori Ayir Lenahar, Vilo Hayelem Pesach Pasuch Leir. They had nothing open to the city. So they already can't carry into the city because they're not necessarily part of the city. Because they have nothing that opens into the remainder of the city. All their openings are away from the city. So Abaye says, so I'll just use these guys. Cut them off. They can't, even if I would encircle them, they couldn't carry anyway, because they're not part of the city. Because in order to be part of the city, you have to be opened into the city. These guys aren't opened into the city, so I'm going to cut them off. And therefore, that no one loses anything. And then there's a little chaser, because they wouldn't be able to carry anyway. They walk around the other side. It's not open. They walk on the ground that's over there, and they walk into the net. What's the problem? The door's on the other side.
On the other side.
It's facing. Correct.
Right.
Oh, there's a river bank. They walk around.
To where?
To the side that has the opening, like this. This is closed. This is closed, and this is open. So they just walk around and come in. What's the problem? It's not like the window. There's no.
You're saying that it's a place where on one side of the house is the window.
It's opening.
The house is closed. What he's asking is if you're looking, let's say the street is where you're sitting.
Yeah.
At the back of the glass enclosure here. Right. The river. Well, there's a street there, obviously, for you to get in. So how is that not part of the city? I think that's his question.
Yeah.
Because in order to be part of the city, you have to have openings into the city. There's no opening to the city. The door here is in the back.
But where you're sitting, that's the back.
This is the back. So this is the river over there. That table's the river.
Okay.
This is the city.
Okay. It's on the beach.
It's on the beach.
They
come out this way and they walk around. It's on the beach. They walk around. Yeah. Okay. So they walk around, that's all. Okay, so now, so he says, Hadar Amar, then he says to him, I can't do that. It says, Ein me'arvin es kulan tanan. Michlal de boile ruve motzi me'arvin. He says, how can I use these people, these houses, to be the leftovers? What the Mishnah says is that you can't be ma'ara of the entire city, which means, Heath says, means that you have to leave over a part of the city that theoretically could have been part of the Eruv. These people cannot be part of the Eruv to begin with. Cutting them off shouldn't help. So now he's stuck. So what does he say? Ella, a'avid lehu kaveire, di boy laruve derechalonos motzma arve. So he says like this. What I'll do is I'll tell those homes to cut open holes in their walls that are facing the city. Now, theoretically, they could be part of the Eruv, and then I'll cut them off from the Eruv. So these guys will really not be happy. Not only will I not be in the Eruv, you're going to be cutting out holes in my wall in order to, for everybody else, but you're not going to include me. So he says, that's what I'll do it. Because Hadab Amare says, no, lo boi, I don't need that. Why? Because I have a precedent. Daha Rabba Bar Avua Ma'aravli Lekula Machoza. Rabba Bar Avua would make an Eruv around the entire city of Machoza, and he would do it Arisayosa, Arisayosa. Apparently, in Machoza, they had neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods were cut off from each other, for the most part, but not all the way through. They were cut off from each other with these big ditches that they would use for animal feed or seeds or stuff like that. We passed this before. Right? Rashi has a picture of it. But, Arisasa, Arisasa, Shchunos, Shchunos. V'lohaimer Abakol Yirka'achas. He didn't do the entire neighborhood as one. He would be ma'ar of each neighborhood. Because he had these Arisasa Rasa Mishun Pira de Beitore. As Rashi says, Guma Gedola, this big ditch, Shematznim Sham Garini Chamar Lamachal Behema. They would just hide, that's where they would store everything. Bahayu Osun Gumos Mavdilos Ben Shchunos Mitach, Ben Hashchunos Mitachas. I guess that would be the divider between each of the neighborhoods. Ubechol Shchuna Mavuz Harbe, Ma'arin Yachar, each of the Shchunos would then be Ma'arav together. So you see here that this is one city. Just because, and he would be able to ma'ar of each neighborhood, and just because one neighborhood didn't have access to the other neighborhood, I can still use that neighborhood as the leftover part to be ma'ar of the part I'm looking to make an Eruv. So he says, I can do it. He says, each neighborhood, let's say there are three neighborhoods. So neighborhood B is in the middle. Neighborhood B is not going to be ma'ar with A. Neighborhood C is not going to be ma'ar with B. Nevertheless, I can make an Eruv around each neighborhood. Just because they can't have access to each other doesn't mean anything. So I can make the same Eruv with these guys who are left over by the beach. He says, even though these people, if they wanted to make an Eruv together, they couldn't. Why couldn't they make the Eruv together? Because obviously these ditches must be too wide. They must be too big, and they can't be included. So even though neighborhood A and B could be ma'ariv with each other, I can still make an Eruv around it because and say that what I'm doing is I'm leaving over a neighborhood B. You don't have to be able to be part of the Eruv in order to be counted as the leftover. So then he says, Hada Amar, he says, no, lo dummy, that's different. Because Hasam Iboy La'aruve Derech Gagos, there apparently, the Metzius was, is that they had these, I guess, these catwalks that went across the top, that they could walk in order to get from neighborhood A to B and C, had to get some here, so they had like these, you know, these catwalks, they were able to walk across the roofs. So theoretically, they were accessible. So they were able to, that's why you were able to, they theoretically could have been Ma'arav Zebazeh, and if they theoretically could have been Ma'arav Zebazeh, therefore I can use them as the leftovers. But these guys by the beach, without the windows, they could never be Ma'arav Zebazeh with the rest of the city, so cutting them off doesn't help the city. Then he says, the honey, right, he says there's a difference, he says, Hasam of the city of Machoza, Iboy Leruvi Derech Gagos. But here, but honey, these people on the riverbank, Lo Ma'arve, Hilkach Na'avi Kavoy. So therefore, in order to do this, I have to cut out windows in their walls. So Hada Amar, then he went back and said, Kavai Na'mi Loiboy, no, I don't have to cut out windows in their walls. Dahahu Be Tivna, because I have this Maisa of this straw house. Dahavele Lamar Bar Popi Dosa, Minpu Badisa. The storehouses, which I guess didn't have windows, which belonged to this Pumbedisa in the city of Pumbedisa, Vishave Shuri the Pumbedisa, and they used that as the people who were cut off. That house was the part that was cut off, even though you can't make an Eruv. It could never have been included with the Eruv because, I guess because it's the storehouse, it's not even needed. Not sure. I guess for whatever reason, it couldn't have been included in the Eruv to begin with. Nevertheless, they were able to use that as the part that's cut off from the city. So if I can use the base tavern, I can use these houses. Therefore, Abaye went through, like he made the tshuva. He went through the whole thing, and he said, I have precedence, and I can use these houses by the riverbanks as the part that gets cut off, and I can be my eye of the rest of the city. Amar Abai, Hayinu da Amar Limar, this is why Rabbi Yosef said to me, Chazi delo mitzafsa Allah be midrasha. You should make sure that no one yells at you at the base medrash. Make sure your logic is sound and you go through every step so everyone sees the step of your thought process. So here he has his thought process going out. He ends up being back to his original place where he says, as the place that's going to be cut off from the city are those homes by the riverbank that don't have access to the city anyway. I could never be part of the Eruv. Nevertheless, even though they can't be part of the Eruv to begin with, I can use them as the leftovers because he has the precedence from this case of this Beit Tivna in Pumbedisa. Okay. The Mishnah then said, if I have a city of Rabim, and it became a city of Yachid, again, we're saying now, I can't make the Eruv around the whole thing, Ela im kein asa chutzula ir chadasha. You have to leave over an amount of homes like ir chadasha. So what's ir chadasha? We had a machlokas, whether it was 50, or was it 3, machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, I think. So Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda, ir achas haisa be Yehuda, the chadasha shmo, there was a city in Judea, and the city's name was chadasha, the hayuba chamishi diorim, it had 50 residents, Nashim v'Nashim v'Taf, 50, all right, men, women, and children, right, v'hi haisa shiur. That was the shiur that the Chachamim measured that would be needed to be taken apart from the rest of the city, and that's what they did here. It was Ir Chadasha, was part of another city, and they said that this part is with 50 people, that's going to be the part that's left out, and therefore you can make an Eruv around the rest of the city. So Yivayiluhu Chadasha Mahu, Chadasha itself, what's its din? Meaning, can you make an Eruv around Chadasha itself? City Chadasha itself, it was cut off from the rest of the other Eruv. Can you make an Eruv around it? So Gemara says, Chadasha, ki heichi di havishu l'gadol, l'gadol nam havishu l'gadana. You have a big city, you want to make an Eruv. I mean, it's the same case, similar to the case where you had the different neighborhoods. If the smaller part can be a leftover to allow the bigger part to have an Eruv, then the bigger part can be the leftover to allow the smaller part to have an Eruv. So they can each have their own Eruv. What's the question? So he says, no, Ella ke'ein chadasha, mahu. A city like Chadasha, it's a very difficult question to me. A city like Chadasha that you want to make an Eruv around it, do you have to leave off a part of the city? But we just said, when do you have to leave off a part of the city? To leave off a part of the city, if it was a big city that was Shel Rabim and it's now Shel Yachid. Chadasha, the city of Chadasha only has 50 residents. So it was an Ir Shel Rabim that had 600,000 and now only has 50? And so now you're worried about leaving a place off? I mean, the only thing I can think of is that maybe it was big marketplaces and people used to walk in. But that's, yeah, but Rashi said that. What's the definition? Rashi said the other day, the definition is 600,000. So I don't understand how that works. So he says, I don't know. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, so Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chadam or b'yishur, v'chadam elo b'yishur. One says it needs to have something cut off. One says it doesn't. I guess maybe one says it doesn't. It's too small. It doesn't need to have everything cut off. I just don't understand what the metzias is. I mean, here is not the only time I don't understand the metzias, but here I don't understand the metzias of why you have to be concerned about leaving over a certain part of the city if the whole point of leaving over part of the city is when you had a large city that became a small city, or a public city that became a private city. This is 50. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah then said, what we mentioned about the machlokas, what's the definition of how much has to be left over? Rabbi Yehuda had said that it has to be like the Ir Chadasha, which is 50. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzeros, even three Chatzeros, Shal Shnei Batim. Three Chatzeros that each have two houses that go into it. So Amar Chama Barguria Amarav, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. The Halacha is Rabbi Shimon, that all you have to leave over is three Chatzeros, and each of the Chatzeros has two houses. You don't need 50, you just need these small Chatzeros. Even one house and one chatzer. So Gemara says, chatzer achas lakadaitach, chatzer achas lakadaitach, that it's enough to leave over one chatzer. No, bayis achas a chatzer achas. So, okay, one house, I understand. One chatzer, a chatzer is just an open area. No one lives in a chatzer. So just leaving over a chatzer is sufficient? So Gemara says, no, ele'ema bayis echad bi chatzer achas. You don't need three chatzeros who have two houses. Even one chatzer that has one house in it, that's enough to leave over. Amalei Abai le Rav Yosef. Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, this idea of Rabbi Yitzchak, who says it's enough to leave over one house and one chatzer, Gemara Usvara. Does he learn that as a Mesorah? Or there's a logic behind it? So Amalei Mai Nachlu Mina. So Rav Yosef says, who cares? This is what he holds. Why do you care how he got to it? So Amalei Abai, who is the student, now says to the Rebbe, Amalei to Rav Yosef, Gemara is Mirasatehe. What Gemara is just a song that we're just going to just speak it. We have to know there's reasons behind it also. You can't just do it because they say so. People have to understand why, have to understand the logic. No, it's not just a sing song. So I want to know, is it a Gemara or a Svara? Which one is it? No answer. Okay. The Mishnah now goes back to, we had this little sidebar of going back to Chatzeros, now we're going back to Eruvei Tchumim, which is really the main topic of this parak. So the Mishnah is talking about a different dinim about a guy who makes an Eruv Tchumim. Again, an Eruv Tchumim, you have to, you know, to walk 2,000 amos. So Misha Haya Bitsad Mizrach. So someone's on the eastern side of the city. Okay, he's outside of the city. I guess it's getting close to Shabbos, and he can't go, but the son can. Amar Lebno, and he sends his son. He says, Arev li b'ma'arav, make me the Eruv Tchumim on the opposite side of the city. So I can go tomorrow, I can walk further on the west. Right? Amar Lebno, Arev li b'ma'arav. Or b'ma'arav, Amar Lebno, Arev li b'mizrach. The opposite, he's on the west and tells the son to do it on the east. So what's, Im yesh himeno ulebeso, Alpayim Amo. If from where he's standing right now to his house is 2,000 Amos, that means even without an Eruv, he could reach his house no problem. So then, but Le'eruvo Yosir Mikan, but from where he's standing right now to where the Eruv is more than 2,000 Amos. So the Mutter Le'beso, he's allowed to go to his house, V'asu Le'eruvo, but he can't go to the Eruv. I mean, he can go to the Eruv, but he can't use the Eruv over there as his tchum. Whereas his house still has the status of his tchum, so he can go use the house as where he has his shvisa, but he doesn't get the shvisa over there, because let's just say he's standing in point A. His house is 2,000 amos away from him, and the Erev is 1,000 amos away from the house. If he gets shvisa in his house, he obviously can walk to the Erev. What the Mishnah is saying is that he can't use the Erev over there as his tchum to then go 2,000 amos from there, which would be 1,000 amos further than he would be able to go. Okay. I think that's, I mean, it has to be that way, right? Rashi says, Mutter Lebeso, Rashi says, Lebdin Beso. He can't go 2,000, right? He's going to go 2,000 from his house. So if the Erev is 1,000 amos from his house, so he can go to the Erev 1,000 amos beyond. But he wouldn't be able to go another 1,000 amos past the Erev. Right? Because that's what Rashi, I think when Rashi says, it's the second Rashi, second line after the Mishnah in the Rashi, he says, Lebdin Beso. It says right here, Limno Shvisaso, Mibeso ki ilo eriv. He can count it from the house. Okay. So now, if le'eruvo alpayamama, what if it's the opposite case? If from where he's standing to his house, in order to ask what the case is, if from where he's standing to his house is, sorry, where he's standing to the eriv is 2,000 amos, but from where he's standing to his house is more than 2,000 amos, right, le'eruvo alpayamama, ulebeso yeser mikan, asu lebeso umoto le'eruvo. Then, the house doesn't get the status of his shvisa. The Eruv gets the status of his shvisa. Because since his idea is that in order to make an Eruv Tchumim, that Eruv Tchumim has to be accessible to you. Accessibility means 2,000 amos. If the place where you're trying to make the Eruv Tchumim is beyond 2,000 amos, again, the Eruv Tchumim gets established by Nishmashos on Shabbos. By Nishmashos on Shabbos, I can only walk to 2,000 amos. If that Eruv Tchumim that I'm trying to make is 2,001 amos beyond where I am, it's not accessible. So therefore, it's not considered valid. It's not considered a valid Eruv Tchumim. Okay. Hanosein es Eruvo b'Ibura shel Ir. So a person places his Eruv in the Ibura shel Ir. Like, remember, it was the pregnant part of the city. It was an Ayin or an Aleph. So the Ibura shel Ir means it's in one of those houses that is 70 and two-thirds almost outside of the city. It's in the extra excess, you know, the bulging part of the city. So he puts his Eruv over there. Lo asa v'lo klum. He didn't do anything. Why? Because even without the Eruv, he has permission to walk in that area from there 2,000 amos. So what did he do? He put down the Eruv in a place where he already had Shvisa. Doesn't accomplish anything. But Nisano chutz l'tchum afilo ama achas, if he puts the Eruv outside the tchum, I mean, he can walk, I mean, that shouldn't be outside the tchum, it should be right outside where he's allowed, at the very edge, he puts the Eruv over there, which is even one amma, then Masha Niskar Rumasi. Whatever he gains on one side, he's going to lose on the other side. And the Gemara is going to go more into detail into that today and tomorrow. So now the Gemara is in charge. Just ask, like, what's going on with the case? Kasalka Daita, we just said now, what the case was, he's standing on the east, and he wants to put the Eruv on the west. So if he's standing on the east, and he wants to put the Eruv, and his house is in the middle, so how do you have that second case that the Eruv is closer than his house? He's standing on the east, and he wants to put the Eruv on the east of the house, and he wants to put the Eruv on the west of the house. That means the house is in between them. That means by definition, the house is closer to him than the Eruv. So the Gemara says, Kasalka Daitach, you thought Lemizrach means Lemizrach Beso, and Lemarav means Lemarav Beso. Okay, that's what we thought. He's on the east of this house, and he wants his son to put the Erev on the west side of the house. So Bishlama, that works well for the Resha. Bishlama, Hameno Ulebeso Payim Amo, Uleiruva Yosemikin. Right? It makes sense. If you have a case where from him to his house is 2,000 amos, and from him to where the potential Erev is more than 2,000 amos. The case is where you can get to your house within 2,000 amos, and you can't get to the Erev, which is on the other side, 2,000 amos. But the second case of the Mishnah, Ella, Himeno Uleiruva Opayim Amo, Ulebeso Yesemikan, Hetu Mishkachasla. How do you have a case that I'm on the east side, my Erev is on the west side of the house, and the Erev is within 2,000 amos of where I'm standing, but the house isn't. The way it's set up is the house is in between you and the Erev. So by definition, you're going to be closer to the house.
Yeah,
so,
the part that's confusing is, unless he makes some declaration that where he is now is going to be the Shvisa, we have to assume that the Shvisa is his house. Why do you assume just because he's standing there now, he changed the...
No, he sent his son to make an Erev over there, so he wants his Shvisa to be over there. But Rashi and Tosas deal with what the case. The question is, we've seen other cases. I think it was Yom Kippur's daf, where if you're standing in a place and you try to make your Erev over there, like you say it's going to be under the tree, right? And you weren't specific, and it doesn't work. Like here, it doesn't work because the Erev is too far. Then not only does it not work over there, it doesn't work from where you are, and therefore all you have is Dalet Amos now around you. So what's the difference between this case and that case? The answer they give, I think, is what you're saying, is that if he's pointing to his house, then by default we're saying that's where he wants to have his shvisa, is by the house. But this guy's now trying to make the shvisa even further away, on the other side. So we're going to give him his house. We're just not going to give him the shvisa over there.
Why not?
Because it's too far from where he's standing. It's not accessible from where. It's beyond 2,000 amos from where he's standing right now. You can only make an Erev within your tum. I can't make an Erev. If I'm standing here, I can't say, oh, my Erev is going to be 4,000 amos away from me now. Well, I can't get there. It's too far. I can't. Erev only works if I can have access. If I have access to it. Okay. So the question is, though, how do you have this case where he's closer to the Erev but further away from the house if the house is supposed to be in between him and the Erev? So the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak Misvaris." You say the Mizrach is Mizrach Veso, the Mar Lamar Veso, which is east or west. Don't say it's east or west of the house. Say it's the Mizrach Beno Lamar Beno. The point of reference isn't the house, the point of reference is the sun. Whereas it's the sun standing on the east or sun standing on the west. So if it's sun standing on either side, sometimes the sun can be, it can be closer to the house or closer to the Eruv. Sometimes it can be closer to the Eruv, closer to the house. It depends on where the sun is, the sun meaning his child. Where his son is, but the point of reference is the child, not the house. And Rabba Bar Shila Amar Fidel Tem Lemizrach Mizrach Beso Lemayel Mar Beso. You can always still be using the house as the point of reference. It's going to Kai Beso Ba'al Chosona. It's like a triangle, meaning he's standing here, and the house is here, and the Erev's here. So sometimes it's possible that the Erev is further away from him than the house, depending on the line, how far away he's from one to the other. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Hanosen Erev betochi buro." So a person puts his Erev in that pregnant part of the city, those 70 and 2/3, amos, which he didn't do anything. But if he puts it outside of the area, even one amma, if he puts it outside, then Masha Niskar, he gets, the Gemara says, Chutzot Chum Sakadaitach, how can that be Chutzot Chum? Didn't we just discuss that you cannot put the Erev beyond your 2,000 amos? Because at Chutzot, if you put Chutzot Chum, you don't have access to it. So how does that work? So no, it doesn't say Chutzot Chum. He says, Ella Chutzli Ibura. You put it outside the pregnant. I mean, you put it outside the 70 and 2/3. So from the edge of the Ibura, you have 2,000 amos. So you put your, at any time, let's say from the 70 and 2/3, you put your Erev even one amma outside the 70 and 2/3. So what you've done is you extended your chum on that side by one amma. Now you can go 2,001, but on the other side of the city, you lose that one. Basically, it pulls you from one, the right amount from one to the other. The Gemara says, Mashaniska humafsid. What he gained, he on one side, he loses on the other side. So the Gemara says, Mashaniska vesulo. He only loses the amount that he gained on one side. That's how we've always assumed it. But the Gemara here is gonna, I guess maybe the Gemara's gonna go through a process till we get to that. The Gemara then says, Vesulo, he doesn't lose more. Again, the case was, we said over here, is that he puts the Erev one amma, beyond the 70 and 2/3. So therefore now, he goes from the edge of the 70 and 2/3, he can go 2001. So we figured on the edge of the other side of the city, he can go 1999. because he pulls it once. Gemara says it only loses that one amma. Batanya with the following brisa. Hanosin eruvo betuch ibur shel ir. Like we just had. Person puts his eruv in the middle of the ibura. Well, what's the below klum? He doesn't do anything because he's allowed to be there anyway. He doesn't do anything. But nisano chutz li ibur shel ir. He puts it outside the ibur shel ir, which from here he has 2,000 ammas to go from there. So he puts it one amma. Filo amma achas. He puts one amma outside that the ibur shel ir. Mistaker osu amma. So now he gets 2,001. He has that one amma. Umafsid es kola ir kula. He loses the entire city on the other side. Mipnei shemidas ha'ir olela b'midas ha'tchum. Because the city counts as his tchum. Which means, Rashi says, Mistaker osu amma lai ruch eruv. Vehefsi midas kola ruch shenegda. Kishashemidit alpayim eruv l'tzadi ir. Talo midas ha'ir min ha'cheshbon. If now he starts counting, he put his eruv over here. Now when he starts counting back the other way, the city counts. So if the city is 6,000 amos, he only has X amount of amos into the city. We will assume all along now that the city is his dalet amos, and he only starts counting outside the city on the other side. This brisa says, once you make your shvisa outside of the ibur shel ir, so now you have 2,000 amos from where you made it, and you lose the city itself. You can only go, let's say, 2,000 amos the other way, and if that ends in the middle of the city, well, that ends in the middle of the city. I always assume that the city is your own dalet amos, and you start counting afterwards. This brisa says, no, you're going to start losing the city on the other side.
Wouldn't you be able to make your eruv up to 4 amos?
Because of the personal space?
Your personal space.
Yeah, so long,
you pick 1, you pick 4 amos.
There's a long tosos.
That, yeah. 4 amos.
For homework, you do tosos.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, he discusses the 4 amos. He discusses the idea that's 4 amos. Okay. So he says, the city itself is going to count for his tchum. So Gemara, what do you mean he's only losing one amma on the other side? By making one amma one way, he potentially loses the, you know, half the city or even more the other way. So Gemara says, Lokasha. Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Kancha kalsa midasa b'chatzi ir, kancha kalsa midasa b'sofi ir. No, it depends. Is it, how big of the city is it? If the city is more than, you know, it's very, really large, then you're right. Then he's going to lose a lot more in the city. If the city is only like 1,800 amos, so he didn't lose anything because the whole city can count. And he only loses one am on the other side. It all depends on the size of the city. So and the kid Rav Edi, like Rav Edi said, the Amar Rav Edi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Edi said the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Hayomodeid, so he's counting 2,000 amos. Gets the count, the Kalsum Yidoso Bechatzi Ir. He's sitting in his house. He goes one way. The 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city. Ein lo elachatzi ir. He only has half the city, which again is not what we have been saying till now. Till now we've been saying the whole city counts as his dalet amos. We start counting afterwards. But kalsa midasa b'sofa ir. If he finishes counting his 2,000 amos and it ends at the end of the city, nasis lo ir kula arba amos from shamalos l'shashar. Only if his 2,000 amos finish within the city, then is the city considered his dalet amos, and he can count 2,000 amos beyond the border. But if his 2,000 amos from his house ends within the city, that's it, and he can't go any further in the city according to Rav Edi. So Amr Rav Edi, which is interesting, because Rav Edi quoted Rav Yeshua and Levi. All right, so now Rav Edi saying, Rashi and Tosa seem to say that this is Derech Nichusa. Other reason say that he's asking Akasha. He says, Ein Eu Divrei Nevius. This is like prophecy. Where'd you get this from? Mali kalsa b'chatzi ir, mali kalsa b'sofi ir. What difference should it make if I end in the middle of the city or if I end at the end of the city? The city should count as my dalet amos. That's how I read it. Rashi says it, no, that, because of this question of mali chatzi ir, mali kula ir, must be what he's saying is he's like a Navi, that he knows and he must be correct. The only way he's correct is because it's divrei nevius, because otherwise he would say mali chatzi ir, mali kula ir. The way I read it, which I thought the way to read it, is like, I'm reading as Akasha, and that's how the Masifta said it, is that what's the difference between half the city and the end of the city? The city should count as a dalet amos, which is the way we were learning, you know, for the past 60 blot. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Rava gives an answer. He says, I'm going to answer you and say, Tarvayu Taninhi, both of these dinim that we just mentioned, we already have in the Mishnah, tomorrow, which says, Anshi Ir Gedola, let's finish with this, Anshi Ir Gedola Mahalchen Kol Ir Katana, The residents of a large city can walk the entire amount of the small city. I guess you have a big city next to a small city. And that small city is within the 2,000 amos of the large city. then they can walk over there, and it's not a problem, because I guess their 2,000 amos ends, and I guess it swallows up the small city. But the Ein Anshe Ir Katana Mahachmas Kol Ir Gedola, but the Anshe Katana can't walk the entire big city. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum must be the honey, meaning the Bnei Katana, Kalsum Midasim L'Chatzi Ir. Their tchum ends in the middle of the big city, so they can't walk the rest of the city. Bahani, but the people of the big city, the reason why they can walk the entire small city, is Kalsum Midasim L'Sofi Ir, because their tchum ends up being all the way at the end of the small city, so they can walk the entire city. So he says, you see a distinction between whether or not your tchum ends in the middle of the city, or at the end of the city. So this chiluk that Rabbi Shub and Levi said, based on the way I'm learning it, it's not different Nivius. It's got precedent in our Mishnah. That's why he was saying it. Okay, we'll pick up here tomorrow. I guess the Gemara is going to answer and try to continue figuring on whether this is actually correct, I believe, as to whether or not it makes a difference if your tchum finishes within the city or at the edge of the city. Okay.
I don't know what the schedule is.